ఓం శాంతి. ఓం శాంతి. ఆజ్ సద్గురు వారికి దిన్. ఆన్ ది డే ఆఫ్ ద సద్గురు
సబ్కి స్నేహ భరి యాదో కే సాథ్ జైసి హి
క్యారింగ్ అలాంగ్ ఎవ్రీవన్స్ లవింగ్ రిమెంబ్రెన్సెస్ యాజ్ దే రీచ్ ది సటిల్ రీజన్
టు వతన్ మే बाबा और बाबा के सामने एक बहुत सुंदर ट्रे में
सो बाबा
अलग प्रकार के
एंड इन फ्रंट ऑफ बाबा वाज
डायमंड्स थे
अ ट्रे ऑन व्हिच वर लेड सुंदर डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ डायमंड्स
और उनमें बहुत सुंदर
दे वर लुकिंग वेरी ब्यूटीफुल दे हैड वेरी ब्राइट स्पार्कल
चारों तरफ
And rays of light from these diamonds were spreading.
Design bana rahi thi.
Different kinds of designs all around. Baba was looking at it very intently for a few seconds. After a while, Baba said, Child, you've come today or have you brought someone along with yourself? I said, I have brought everyone's loving remembrances and for sure everyone has come in a subtle way. Baba then said, even before you gave remembrances, Baba had already invited all the brothers and sisters to the subtle region and accepted their loving remembrances. Baba was looking at each one's specialities today. So Baba then said, look child, look at these jewels. Some jewels were sparkling more than others. The different colored rays of light emanating from each jewel. Baba then explained, Baba has great pride that each of my children is full with one specialty or the other. The greatest specialty is that you have made God your companion. And you have full rights to claim all the rights from the father and your children are making efforts towards that. I then said, Baba, there are certain diamonds, certain jewels that are not sparkling as much. Baba explained, the specialties that are within each child, sometimes the children use it less, but some children use their specialities more for the revelation, for the glorification of the Father, for service, for the love of service, for the purpose of giving Baba's message to all, and they're working tirelessly towards that. There are some children who have the specialities, but they get so lost in themselves and they become careless. And then it's as though the shadow of Maya falls on that jewel and then the brightness, the sparkle reduces. But then at the right time, at the appropriate time, that child is reminded again, it comes into its awareness and they're able to bring themselves into that stage once again. They reconnect with the Father and experience their specialties once again. I then saw that amongst all those jewels that were laid out, the faces of the angels are visible through these jewels. For some angels, there was a lot of light reflecting from them. For some angels, their costume, their dress was sparkling with stars. And there were some angels who had crowns on their head, which were very beautiful. And there were some that had very simple crowns. Baba then smiled and said, did you see this? Baba is emerging the angelic form of all the children. But some have this crown of responsibility on their heads, some have taken on a larger crown of responsibility, some have taken on less responsibility. But these angels fly around the world in order to glorify the Father around the world, and they're spreading the rays of blessings all over. After a few seconds, what did Baba show me? All the children, all the brothers and sisters were in the angelic form. All of them were wearing, or had the same kind of crown on their heads. And then as we were looking towards the world, there were some stars that were shooting stars, some stars were like rockets flying very fast. So Baba asked the children to look at all of this, the stars around the earth. Then Baba said, do you know what you have to do? Make your inner stage so powerful, like a rocket. No matter where the rocket flies, such power is felt through that rocket. So now, according to the time, you children have to engage yourself in such spiritual efforts. Just as science makes every instrument so powerful, you children have to make your stage powerful through your spiritual efforts, and through that stage spread such powerful vibrations all around so that people feel that they are receiving attainments from up above, the attainments that they are, that they desire or aspire for. They all want transformation, and so that's what's happening. That's the feeling they should get. Baba then said, all of my children are the stars of hope. They are those who can accomplish a great deal. We have the normal physical stars, but Baba is looking at these living stars and is very pleased. There was so many stars that got emerged and they were spreading out very beautiful light. So Baba said, today in the subtle region, Baba has emerged all the children and inspired them to create such a stage as though there are stars in all four directions, and it was a very beautiful scene. Baba wishes to see that my children should emerge their specialities all the time. Baba has also already shared so much about knowledge and yoga, to go into the depth of that. The more you go into the depth of knowledge in yoga, you will be able to spread such rays of light all over. So not just on earth, but all around the world, you will be able to glorify the Father. Baba was showering a lot of love on the children. And he then said, today Baba's children from Bharat and foreign lands are with Baba. Baba emerged everyone and was giving them drishti. Baba said, there are many plans for service, there are many plans to create a good inner stage, a self stage. While giving drishti to all the children, it was as though each one was receiving a blessing from above. And on that blessing was written, you are powerful souls, the embodiments of success. And then offered bhog to Baba. There were many who had offered bhog and gave remembrances from all of them. And then bhog was specially offered for Sister Chandru of San Francisco. Baba then said, she is Baba's dearly beloved child. From the early days, she had a very clear connection with Baba and the Dadis, and because of which she created an elevated fortune for herself and enabled others to also create their fortune. She did a lot of service in interfaith, and so she brought souls of other religions also closer to God and gave them good experiences. She gave them the experience that we are children of one Father, one God, and she was able to glorify Baba in front of many souls. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.